happening for the weekend on Saturday? How are you? It's Trina and we have Laura Gaffney on the line from Lil & Co Home. Laura, you're very welcome. I absolutely love interiors and this is something that you set up with your sister.
Yeah, hi Trina. Thank you so much for having us on the show. Yeah, myself and my sister Kira, we created Lil & Co Home last year. We've both always been incredibly passionate about interiors and home decor as well. So we plucked up the courage last year and finally created a business that we've been looking to create for many years now.
Yeah, because I mean, it's one thing having a lovely home yourself and kind of like knowing what works for your home. But when you go into a business like that, you really have to have loads of ideas, don't you?
Yeah, well, you do. I mean, creating a business is something both of us have always wanted to do for a long time. We grew up in a family where my dad was a secondary school teacher, but he also had a business at home. And we had a big family. We're 2 of 10. And so we were all really involved in running that business. So I think we kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit in us anyway. And myself and Kira were always bouncing ideas off each other, like, you know, different business ideas of what we had set up with home interiors and home and decor. Yeah. Just was a constant theme that kept popping up.
2 of 10. Oh my God, there mustn't have been a telly in your house growing up. 2 of 10 children. Yeah. Unreal. You must have had a very large dining table, or was it a case of having your dinner on your lap?
Yeah, it was a case of having dinner on the lap sometimes. Yeah, no, it was a big family, but we didn't have a huge house now. So we gathered around the table. And I think actually when we created Lil & Co Home, our mission, whole mission behind it is what we want to do is create a really warm, welcoming space for people to enjoy. Mm. And like, that's what we grew up in. It's kind of why we wanted to create it and kind of the premise behind the name, even Lil & Co. Yeah. My mum's name is Lillian and she really kind of helped, not just my mum, obviously all of my dad did too and everybody, but my mum was a huge inspiration for us in that regard and kind of helping to create that kind of a space. And that's what we want to try and inspire other people to do.
Funny, I always think of, you know, these really, really large families, I always think it must be chaos. The house must be a mess. It must be just stuff everywhere. But I guess, you know, like that's given you the gumption to go and make sure that you have a home that's lovely. And your sister and yourself must have beautiful homes, do you?
I'll be honest. So myself and my sister both have young kids. I have 5 children, she has 2. So our houses are pretty chaotic at times. But, you know, I think it's about, though, we're busy mums, right? And we have so much going on. But that's another thing, our approach to home interiors and home decor, we want to make it simple but effective, right? Like, so you can add little, we really believe you can add little tiny changes and touches and accessories to your home to just kind of elevate it and kind of give you that extra feeling that you're like proud of and you kind of feel comfortable in.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us are obsessed with looking at Pinterest and Instagram and everything now, and everyone seems to have these beautiful homes. And I can definitely tell you, I love an L show house. Love having a nose in a show house to try and get ideas, whether you're buying a house or not. So for a while there, everyone was doing the grey walls, and then it kind of moved on a little bit to the kind of the pastely pinks and those kind of shades. What colour palettes are going on at the moment when it comes to the trends in interiors?
Yeah, that's a really good, so there's actually been a huge shift. I think people have been forced to kind of slow down and they're spending a lot more time in their homes, and it's really driven this desire to create like a warm, refreshing space. So people are moving from like the white on white actually to warmer tones. So you see greys coming through a lot, which is almost the more beige version of grey. And you see more earthy elements, things like wood and clay. And also you've seen, especially this year, the rise of more of a brown colour. Just anything essentially that feels like a little bit more warm and cosy is very in at the moment.
Yeah. Now hang on, brown and greys, that sounds disgusting to me. Does it look nice?
Oh, it looks lovely. So it's funny you say that. So I've actually just done a big renovation on our home. I chose a colour for our hall and I had a couple of paint samples on the wall a couple of weeks ago. And my husband actually said, "That's brown, Laura. No way." Yeah. But actually, it's a beautiful colour. Skimming stone, I should probably shouldn't say it, from Farrow & Ball. And it's a beautiful colour. And now that it's all over the hall, he's like, "Oh, wow, it's beautiful."
Okay. It really lights it up. It doesn't look like you've plastered without actually painting. Because I hate that kind of look.
No, definitely not. But it's just more about creating the warmth, I think, you know, that people are really kind of looking for.
Yeah, because I guess even like when the greys were in fashion, nobody thought that grey on a wall would be nice. And it really was at the time, you know. My walls are still grey. Yeah. I'm totally out of fashion now.
No. Grey is still nice. Like, I still think grey is really lovely. But it's more kind of making sure that it's not a cool tone of grey, just a slightly warmer tone.
And then would you be like, because obviously we can't afford to be redoing our houses all the time. The idea is to accessorize with things that will change the look and the feel of the home.
Yeah, exactly. Especially a lot of people aren't even living in their own homes, right? Like, a lot of people are renting. So you can't necessarily like redo a whole house or whatever. So I think it's the smaller touches that you can make. Maybe it's like adding a new vase or like with flowers, whether they're fresh flowers. Sometimes people also can't afford to be buying new fresh flowers every week. So maybe it's using faux flowers, adding candlesticks, candles and light, making sure that you're actually lighting those candles sometimes. Because I think that really does change the feeling of a room, you know, adding throws, changing up cushion covers, things like that. Those small changes make such a difference.
What do you do in your home now when it comes to the kids' stuff and toys everywhere? Because I have a real problem. In our old house, we kind of had a playroom area, but in this house, we don't. The toys just kind of all gather in the corner of the room. I think we need some kind of a unit or something.
Yeah, I do think. I mean, we have toys everywhere in our house as well. It's definitely hard to keep a control of. But I think you can get really creative with different things. We have these great hand baskets on our site that we're using now for storage. You can get creative. So it doesn't have to be a big box. You can have some lovely, lovely storage containers like the rattan baskets.
They're really nice, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed actually on your Instagram as well, you know, if anybody is into having a plant in the house, which by the way, I kill everything, so I don't know if this is for me, but instead of using a normal plant pot, just popping the plant pot into one of those rattan baskets makes it look so expensive and gorgeous.
Oh yeah, hugely. And that's a huge trend actually coming into this year.
Do you remember about, I don't know how old you are now, Laura, but a good while ago, everyone was into painting a feature wall bright red. I had one in an apartment that I lived in for a while. Oh my God, the thoughts of that now. Like, horrible.
Yeah, well, I'm probably older than you. I do remember that. But you know, actually, one of the trends this year is having a feature wall, but not necessarily a painted feature wall. People are thinking about, you know, we have the Zoom, we're all on Zoom still. A lot of people are still working from home. People love to have a background wall. It's not called a feature wall anymore. It's almost like a background wall. And so thinking about, how do you style that? Like, do you have shelves on it? Do you have little accessories on the shelves? Do you have different vases, frames, books, etc.? Or is it a library of books, you know, or is it just that you have some really nice artwork? So that is something that is on trend right now. And actually, I've seen for 2023, it's going to continue to have that kind of almost like the feature wall.
It's gas. I've heard of people faking the background. So putting up shelves and really, you know, intelligent looking books so that when they're doing their Zooms, people will think, oh, look at them. Very impressive. Yeah. They must be really into reading, you know, these heavy subjects.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're totally faking it.
Casually placing those books in the background. I like it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. When it comes to interiors, it can get expensive. So would you kind of walk around the house and really plan what you think will work instead of buying stuff straight away and then figuring it out where it's going to go afterwards?
Yeah, I think planning is actually one of the most important things, actually. You know, you can get overwhelmed and you think of changes you want to do in all of your houses, whereas that means you probably don't finish anything properly. So I would definitely say plan, like, what you want to achieve, and then maybe try and focus in on, you know, maybe one particular area of the house, whether it's one room or even one corner of a room. And then also think about the budget, like you just said, you know, we don't have endless budgets. So think about what you can actually afford. My recommendation is actually to try and think about something that's timeless, like try and invest in quality products. Timeless and quality products don't have to cost the earth either. So it's more about something that you know you won't get tired of. Again, another recommendation for me is like try not to follow trends too much, because, you know, you might like it this year, but next year, you know, giving it away.
Yeah.
Try and pick something that you think this will last in my home forever. I know I'm going to love this forever.
Yeah. Okay. Laura, give me your details there. How can we contact you and give me your Instagram and all that as well?
Yeah. So our Instagram is @Lil & Co Home. So follow us there for inspiration and styling tips. And then obviously our main destination for our website is lilandcohome.com.
Okay. Well, well done. I'll let you get back to it. 7 kids between you, yourself and your sister. I can't get over that. I don't know how you get a minute to do interiors, but there you go.
Well, it's a passion project.
Yeah, a passion
project. Thanks so much for having us.
Not at all, not at all. And send our best to your sister as well. There is Laura Gaffney from Lil & Co Home. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.